Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Hello. Woo.
Sun is shining. Woo.
It is Tuesday. Who needs a laugh?
I do.
Terrible jokes at 3:45. It is on the table. Do I have a second?
No. Okay. I move to suggest we do terrible jokes at 4:45.
4:45. Breaking the trend.
We have a guest coming into studio live, which is always preferred to
dead.
Not alive.
Really?
And the subject matter is important enough and serious enough that I don't want to like shift from that to, you know what I mean? Let's do 4:45.
What is the subject matter in the 3 o'clock hour?
Oh, I'm so excited. So for any of you who have read The Women, which is a smash hit novel about women who served in Vietnam by the phenomenal author Kristen Hanna, it was around that time that I started getting more interested in the women who served in Vietnam. And lo and behold, we had a friend in our golf group, unbeknownst to me at the time, who served in Vietnam as a nurse. And she wrote a book called Vietnam Nurse. And I told everyone I could get my, who would lend an ear, you have to read this book.
Have you read it?
I have. Her name is Lou Eisenbrandt. And we had her on the program, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, Sam. I'm trying to remember how long ago it was.
Something like that.
So fast forward to 18 months ago, our friend Donna Pittman over at KMBC Channel 9 decided to do an entire documentary chronicle series on the women who served in Vietnam. And lo and behold, Lou Eisenbrandt is one of the local women that she is going to chronicle. It airs in about a week. We are having Donna in studio today with Lou to talk about.
She's the nurse,
yes,
in Vietnam.
To talk about all of the women who served. And my gosh, Scott, I think Donna tracked down 9 or 10 of these women. Who, you know, at just like the young men at age, my gosh, 19, 20. When I remember Lou telling us on this program, I thought it was just going to be an adventure and I was going to see the world. Oh, she saw the world.
Right.
Right?
All right. So yeah. She'll be in at 3
o'clock. I'm really excited. And I'm excited that the women are finally getting the recognition they deserve.
Donna's the one telling the story.
Okay. She is going to tell the story. But I said to Donna, I've spoken with Lou. We have friends in common. We've become friends. Can we have her too? Donna said, oh my gosh, absolutely. Huh. So that is at 3 o'clock. And I'm super excited to bring you Donna's story of how this all came to be.
And then we'll do terrible jokes at 4:45 this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. By the way, the Chargers won last night.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Barely.
A W's a W.
I know.
That means the Chiefs are all but out of the playoffs.
I got to be honest, I was trying to root for the Eagles because I wanted the Chargers to lose. But after all these years of rooting against the Eagles, I kept finding myself in the middle of the game rooting against the Eagles. And I'm like, wait, I want the Eagles to win.
I know. You know, now that it's to the point that we're cheering for other people to lose so that we might have a 1 in a million chance to go, it's sort of not as fun, right? Well, I would much rather just have this thing sealed up and you know, Chiefs Kingdom is happy as always.
What you're also cheering for, and I'm just being Captain Obvious here, you're cheering for first round disappointment. They're not. They would go in as the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Seventh seed. They're not going to the Super Bowl.
It's not that year.
Seventh seed, and that's just. If you had said 5 years ago, or 4 or 3 years ago, there's going to come a day where there are lots of passes dropped. Mm-hmm. Butker, by the way, is the worst right now. Johnny told me this last night. Look it up. Butker is now the worst in the league with 8 missed kicks.
He's got to figure it out.
It was 4. I think he said 4 extra points and 4 field goal attempts missed. And I only bring this up because we were watching the Chargers last night,
yeah,
and the Eagles, and one of their kickers is at 98%. And I said, is that good? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's pretty damn good. And I go, well, like, how is Butker doing? And he goes, well, he was, you know, the best in the league. And then he said, I read something yesterday that he's got the yips. I know you're not supposed to say that word.
Story here from Yahoo Sports. The only 2 kickers as bad this season as Harrison Butker have both been released.
I know it.
Wow.
I said, do you think, you know, he does miss and he has been missing, but he also was the one who saved us and took us to Super Bowls and helped win Super Bowls.
He has missed 8 kicks this season, 4 field goals and 4 extra points.
Yep.
That is tied for the NFL lead.
Worst. It is the league worst. So what does that mean?
Did you see the craziest play in the entire season last night?
How late in the game was it?
It was decently early. I don't remember exactly, but I've got the ref call for you.
First is Sean Hand. Interception. Fumbled by the defense, recovered by the offense. Fumbled by the offense.
Oh, it cut it off.
Fumbled
interception.
By the
fumbled by that's the defense, right.
That's
recovered
when,
by the
that's
offense.
When Jalen Hurts fumbled it.
Fumbled by the offense, recovered by the defense.
The Chargers picked it up and dropped it. Jalen Hurts picks it back up and then fumbles it again.
It's a turnover.
It's a turnover.
Oh, that's epic.
Yeah.
I love football.
I could
I
not figure
football.
Out why Jalen Hurts didn't just run out of bounds. Just run out of bounds.
Martha Stewart wants to be returned to nature after she dies.
Oh, one of these burials where you just go back to the earth?
She wants to be composted.
Okay.
Apparently that's a thing. I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
During a recent appearance on the 50 Plus and Unfiltered podcast, the 84-year-old mogul revealed that she wants to be composted after her death.
Okay.
Quoting here from Martha
Stewart.
Spread on
some tomatoes, perhaps.
When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of our fields. We have a pet cemetery, and the horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave. I want to go there. As for whether or not being composted on her own property would even be legal, Stewart expressed that she didn't see why it would be a problem. Quote, it's not going to hurt anyone. It's my property.
Can you be buried on your own property?
In Washington state, you can. Listen here. Washington became the first state to legalize human composting in 2019. In the years following, 14 states have followed suit, including California, New York, New Jersey, and Oregon, among others.
I had always heard, and I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or not, so forgive me if this is completely wrong, but I had always heard whispers that if you bury a loved one on your property, it then changes the tax qualification as a cemetery and now becomes tax-free. I don't know if that was
no
all
way.
Fake.
We'd have dead bodies in backyards.
Oh yeah,
the county.
Well,
people would be burying grandma left and right.
I mean,
she wasn't even
know.
Dead. We put her in the ground.
People would be cutting her in half, giving half to my brother, half to me.
Like I said, might be an old wives' tale, and by old I mean the dead one in the backyard.
There's no way.
I think that's probably an old wives' tale. Or we wouldn't have had the case in Overland Park where they just left grandpa in bed for 6 years. You would bury him, go, oops, and then take the tax credit.
Well, but then you wouldn't get the Social Security money.
Yeah, that's true.
Which one's more?
I don't know. We'd have to run the numbers.
Yeah, many states have legalized burying a loved one on your property, but you have to follow strenuous local regulations requiring permits, health department approval.
My guess is the HOA is not going to approve that.
Compliance with zoning, meaning setbacks from waterways, roads, and, of course, depth.
Because listen to this. If you bury a loved one on your property, eventually, 20 years, 30 years down the road,
somebody's going to sell the property.
You're going to sell the property, or you yourself is going to – something untoward is going to happen, perhaps. Now you're dead, or you have to go into assisted living. Someone else then moves into the property, and they decide – I don't know. They want to put in a swimming pool. Have you seen Poltergeist? You forgot to bury the body.
Okay. Poltergeist is not a true story.
Enormously problematic when you have a body in your backyard and then that property exchanges owners.
Have you guys ever noticed a tiny little graveyard in Fairway on Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Oh, yeah. That's where Mr. Roe is buried.
Is that right?
R-O-E. It is a lot of the founders of Johnson County. And
there's like six headstones there.
Oh, there's more than that. And it's in someone's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have also recently contracted with somebody to do ground penetrating radar to see if perhaps some of the Native American children from the Shawnee Mission
right,
were perhaps buried there
and
as well.
If you've never noticed, if you've ever gone to the Good Sense over here on Lamar, there is a gravestone in their front yard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Maybe two.
In a front yard?
It's right on Johnson Drive, right outside of the Good Sense. It's fenced in with a wrought iron fence, and there is a headstone in there.
Oh, somebody please tell me who's buried there. Also, over by Meet Mitch at 95th and Mission Road, we noticed when we went over there, Billy's Grocery Store is over there, Meet Mitch is over there. It's on the backside of... you know where I'm talking about, Scott. On the backside of where the
I don't get down there very often.
Irish Tavern is. There is also a cemetery there, like facing True Value Hardware, you guys. And the only way you have driven by 95th and Mission Road a billion times in your life, if you live in Johnson County, the only way you ever see this cemetery that's tucked and hidden back in the corner is if you go to Meet Mitch. And you park and you get out and you look to the right and you're like, there's headstones right there.
Well, I mean, back in the day, everybody had a farm property. They didn't go to some funeral home to bury the loved one. They just walked a good distance behind their house. And like, this looks like a nice spot.
And then we've developed around it.
She always loved this tree.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, yes, I did some research during the break.
Oh, dang.
There's a first time for everything.
Dang it.
I just couldn't believe there's a cemetery in front of that Good Sense. Scott's right. Sort of.
What do you mean sort of? I'm right.
Sort of. There used to be a whole bunch of headstones right there on Johnson Drive and Lamar. It was the Cross Family Cemetery, honoring many family members of the Cross family.
Including Mr. and Mrs. Cross.
Including Mr. and Mrs. Cross, Washington and Nancy Cross, who were like original settlers in the city of Mission, right? So then development starts happening and happening and happening and happening. And the Crosses, who died in the late 1800s, along with family members, you know, their little cemetery is still there. So as the city of Mission grew, they consolidated, if you will. I think they moved, it looks like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There were 9 or 10 graves initially. I think what ended up happening is they relocated some of them. And then now
it's
there's
called exhuming.
One brick monument to Washington and Nancy.
Are they still there?
I believe they are still there. The city of Mission, it was in the 80s.
Did they actually move them or did they just pave over?
It said, well, Sam.
I don't mean to be.
How do you read this? In the 1980s, the city of Mission relocated the remaining headstones.
Headstones.
And built them into a red brick small wall that is essentially a monument to the entire Cross family and other pioneers.
That means Tom and Julie Cross, their daughter and son-in-law, they are literally located underneath Lamar.
Under the crosswalk,
well,
yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, but like back to the point of our entire conversation, this is why you can't go burying people in your backyard.
I have no problem.
Good Sense marches on.
I would have no problem being composted like Martha Stewart wants to be, because guess what happens to you when you're put in a casket?
I know. We don't need to go there, but yes, of course.
Your body deteriorates.
It would actually be more natural to just go in a nice white sheet and go into the ground and let Mother Nature take its course than to have formaldehyde pumped through your veins.
There's also an apartment complex right there, and just people whizzing by, you know, their daily lives.
Where's that?
It's called
The Haunting.
This one is at Flum and Quivira. It's called a Pioneer Cemetery.
Flum and Quivira don't cross.
Between Flum and Quivira. Okay. Sorry. It's called a Pioneer Cemetery. There's another one out south, around 135th Street.
Let's go to Dave in Liberty. Dave, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, grab your bootstraps and make arrangements for your loved one, because when Ivana Trump died, Donald Trump had her buried on the first hole of the Bedminster, New Jersey golf course. And I am reading, quote, from a tax researcher. Under New Jersey's tax code, cemetery companies are not only exempt from real estate taxes, rates, and assessments or personal property taxes, but also from business taxes, sales taxes, and income taxes, and inheritance taxes. If you bury somebody on your property, it is then considered a cemetery.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, it gets better. So this is a tax researcher, and I quote, as a tax researcher, I was skeptical of rumors Trump buried his ex-wife in that sad little plot of dirt in his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course just for tax breaks. So I checked the New Jersey tax code, and folks, it's a trifecta of tax avoidance.
Dave, wait, real quick. We're going to allow this once because we don't talk politics on the show, and you know that. I'm not even mad if that's true. If we created a law allowing people to do that,
and somebody takes advantage of it,
you cannot be angry at a taxpayer, any taxpayer, for taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would I plop grandma down on hole number one?
Yes.
Probably not.
Yes. If it meant you didn't have to pay property taxes or sales taxes, Grams, enjoy your stay. 913-586-7798. Cody in Eastern Shawnee.
Hey, hope you guys are well. Hey, that last caller gave some really great information that I guess with Native people being buried all across the country.
Yeah.
I think we're tax-free.
I think you are, Cody. I agree.
Right? All right. Hey, that's great news. But, hey, I wanted to highlight the fact that that you mentioned that off of Shawnee Mission Parkway, there's that that little grave site.
Tiny little grave site.
Yeah.
Yes, very tiny. But that was mainly designated for, like the nuns, pastors, you know, people of, I guess, importance of the Indian school, that was built there. So
they don't know, Cody, where a lot of those Native children who fell to illness and God knows what else, they don't know where those children are buried, which is why there was some thought, should we check with ground-penetrating radar, not only the cemetery, but the grounds of the Shawnee Mission to see if there are children buried there. And I just read it got held up in 2022. It involved multiple tribes having to come to a consensus on how to move forward, and they weren't able to gather consensus.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because the real truth would, you know, be unveiled from there because, you know, right now we're living in the, let's make this sound good. There's no children buried here. So, hey, you know, the people that live there, right? You know,
I agree. And they didn't keep records or anything like that, Cody. And you know there are children buried on the grounds at the Shawnee Mission.
Let me ask the two of you a question.
Yeah.
How long do you keep a cemetery intact before time says, let's move on? Now, let me give you an example. So if you go over here by the old Shawnee Mission Medical Center, now Advent Health.
Yeah.
At the corner, I believe, of 75th and Antioch, there is I'm not going to say it's a small cemetery, but it's not a big one.
Okay.
Probably 200, 300 souls buried there.
I know, okay? Right where you're talking.
Yeah. Right on the southeast corner, yes, of the Shawnee Mission Medical Center campus.
We eat Mexican food across the street all the time.
Most of those people were buried in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yep.
No one, I have never seen a human being alive walking through that cemetery to visit an old loved one. At what point do you say, be a nice location for a gas station?
Okay, but...
Wow!
I see what you're saying. They consolidated the Cross family. Mm-hmm. We're just going to mix them all together and put a red headstone here.
No, they didn't. They paved over them.
I don't know.
Yeah, they did.
Scott, a lot of the headstones in the tiny cemeteries are tiny for a reason. The tiny headstones, because so many infants died.
I understand.
Like right after childbirth.
And I'm certainly sympathetic to that. What I'm saying is at some point, nobody goes to a cemetery anymore because... I mean,
there's no one left that would remember that infant's death from 1870.
Where's your great grandfather buried?
I don't know.
I don't even know where my grandfather is buried. Somewhere in Phoenix.
Somewhere in Oklahoma.
But if you told me, Scott, get on a plane, go to Phoenix, and go visit your grandfather, I wouldn't know where to go.
In other countries, it's 100 years.
Someone has done some research on of the little old cemeteries here. I think it's the one that I said around 135th Street between Quivira and Flum. And one of them says, Mother Mary Harsh, 1860 to 1906. That was quite a long life back then, right? Mm-hmm. She found the obituary, and it says, the closing years of her life were passed in weakness and considerable suffering. She left behind 32 grandchildren. Now, this woman, God rest her soul.
Not one of them has been to visit her in 30 years.
Died in 1916. Died in 1916. So her heirs would have been born, what, in 1929, 30?
She died in 1916?
Yeah.
Okay, so her grandkids would have been born at the latest in the 1940s.
Yeah. So those grandchildren likely did not know her, and if they did, would be
dead.
Likely dead today.
I'm sorry, but if I'm on a construction crew building a gas station and you say, yeah, it's the cemetery over here, I am quitting my job.
I agree. I think there's something like you just don't disturb the dead.
913-586-7798. If you get a second this afternoon, would you please consider donating to Coats for Kids, our annual program to put warm coats on the backs of young children here in Kansas City, and there is such an incredible need. The program runs for another 10 days. Just go to our website, kmbz.com, or text KMBZCOATS, one word, KMBZCOATS, to 44321. We want to thank Pinnacle Bank and Operation Warm, our sponsors over the years. They've been incredible for their continued support. Again, KMBZ.com for Coats for Kids. Gary in Leavenworth. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
My family has lived on this farm. We're about 5 miles west of Lansing since the 50s. And when my grandpa bought it, he had to clear all the land. And he came across some headstones, and the Oregon Trail went through this property.
Yep.
And the story was that, you know, if somebody died on the Oregon Trail,
yes,
they would bury him somewhere. And one of the stones is just a homemade scratch in a rock, and the other one is actually a store-bought. Like maybe they passed away and later on came back through.
Came back.
Placed an official stone there.
Gary, I've heard so many of those stories dating back to the westward expansion, where if you died, right there. Infant, mother, child, it didn't matter because they couldn't stop.
So, Gary, are those stones still on your property?
They're actually in my garage.
Oh, wow.
As far as I know, Grandpa didn't find any bones, but I'm kind of thinking if he did, I don't know that I'd want to say anything about it and just keep on clearing the land.
Yeah. Are there names or birth dates or death dates on any of the markers?
The store-bought one or the professionally made one has a name. Part of it's broken off, so you can't read the whole name. It's been a long time since I looked at it, but it does have some information on it.
Hey, Gary, send it to me, I'll do some research and reach out to you and let you know what I find.
Okay, that'd be great. Would I just text to this number?
No, don't do that. We're going to put you on hold, and Sam's going to give you my email. And then go look and tell me what it says, and I'll do some digging and figure out who it is, and at least your family then will know.
Okay, that'd be great.
She's really good at it, by the way.
I love our history. Gary, I just love... I really do. And wouldn't you rather know than not know that this was someone that,
sure, of course,
you know, was probably looking for a better life. And then it was illness that
they were looking for a worse life,
well,
and then they found it.
But it was illness, Scott, at the time. Sure. Think about like just all of the waterborne illness.
Well, think about the
drinking out of streams.
Not that Hollywood is real necessarily, but think of the show 1883.
100%. That's what I was thinking of.
Where you died.
Right there.
We're going to bury you because...
Yeah.
keep you is to...
And maybe in several years, if we've got the money and the time and the know-how, we'll try to come back and leave a marker.
913-586-7798. Steve in Weston. Steve, hello.
Hey, hi there.
Hi.
Have you guys ever tried using findagrave.com?
I have. For work purposes, yes.
I was kind of surprised at how accurate and how much information it gave.
Like if Scott wanted to know where his great-great-grandfather was buried.
Yeah, he put his name in and the dates as he has them and a location, I would bet it'll show up.
Do you know, Steve, when that started or how they started uploading the records into that website?
I don't know, but I was amazed that they have such a variety of, tried several, some old college friends and things like that, and every one of them came back, and some of them I didn't even have complete information or a name, but it got me close.
Find a Grave, by the way, was started in 1995 by a man named Jim Tipton, who built the website as a hobby to document and share his visits to celebrity grave sites. And then it grew from there. Yeah, because people always look up, you know, where is, I guess Elvis is a bad example, but where, okay, here's one. Where is Jesse James buried? I bet you that's one of the most looked up findagrave.com searches. Yeah.
So I am on findagrave.com. I looked up my dad.
Thank you, Steve.
And they give you basically a bio about him.
Aw.
And it is remarkably accurate. Wow.
The initial site was called Noteworthy Grave Sites before being renamed Find a Grave. It gained attention from early web users and the media, including the Wall Street Journal. He opened the site for everyone, here we go, and a community of volunteers, often called gravers, began contributing by uploading photos and information for millions of memorials, transforming it into a massive crowdsourced resource. That is so neat that was crowdsourced. Because I thought, did they contract with the cemeteries? No, volunteers.
The only thing they get wrong in my dad's bio is the spelling of my mom's maiden name.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. They don't mention that he was a ranger, though, either. I'll be darned. Okay. Russell in Lee's Summit. Russell, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Russell.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to see if you had done research on the grave site on the grounds of the Highmark Stadium, the stadium of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no. And who, pray tell, is buried there?
My ancestors.
Really?
Yes.
And they just put the stadium on top?
No, the current stadium is built on the grounds of some relatives, and they had to preserve the grave site. If you were to research that, they have it fenced in, and you actually have to walk by the grave if you go in, forgot which gate number, but maybe gate 6.
The Sheldon Family Cemetery.
Wow.
Correct.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you for it, man.
You get season tickets out of that, or?
One would hope.
I mean.
I think that's the least they can do.
I have to ask.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, stick around here. At the top of the hour, we are going to get KNBC 9's Donna Pittman in here. And my friend Luz Eisenbrand, who lives in Leawood, is an author of a phenomenal book. In fact, do this for me for Christmas. Everyone in your family, especially the women, grab this book for them. It's called Vietnam Nurse. And Lou wrote the book because at a very, very, very young age, she went over, like so many women did, and served in Vietnam. And those women are really just now starting to get the recognition that they deserve for doing what they did back then at a time where women, you know, women were expected to be teachers or
housewives
or secretaries, maybe. And if you were a nurse, you were supposed to do it here. Mm-hmm. You were not supposed to go do it over there. And Donna has a huge documentary chronicle coming up in about a week, honoring all of the women who served. And Lou is one of the local women that's going to be featured in that piece. And they will both be here in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that.
I look forward to seeing that. I really do look forward
really
to seeing
excited
that.
About it.
Jimmy Kimmel has signed a one-year extension at ABC to continue hosting the channel's flagship late-night talk show, according to a source familiar with the matter. He confirmed it last night on his show, by the way. The news comes just months after the Disney-owned network briefly took the show off the air due to fury over comments that he made during a monologue about the reaction to Charlie Kirk's death. Under the extension, Jimmy Kimmel Live is scheduled to run through May of 2027. Items found in Luigi Mangione's backpack when he was arrested in Pennsylvania last year included a handgun, a silencer,
and a map,
a magazine with bullets wrapped in wet underpants, and a red notebook that an officer called a manifesto. And yes, it did include a map, a hand-drawn map, that showed that his escape route would have been through Pittsburgh, I believe, to Columbus, to Cincinnati, potentially as far as St. Louis.
What... is his defense going to be? Even if they get the contents of the bag ruled inadmissible, which I would disagree with.
I wouldn't.
Because a police officer looked in that bag and said, as she opened it, we need to make sure there's not a bomb in here or something. If you were sitting in that McDonald's when they found him, the FBI's most wanted man, his eyebrows plastered all over the universe, who is this man? If you were sitting there, you wouldn't have wanted police to open the backpack and at least make sure there wasn't a bomb. I would have assumed there was a bomb in there.
One of the questions the judge asked, though, yesterday during the hearing was, if you were so concerned that there might be a bomb in there, did you clear the restaurant?
Answer, they didn't.
No. I was so concerned that there might be a bomb in the bag, I didn't clear the restaurant.
With the number one most wanted man in the world sitting right there.
And listen, I'm not
But they didn't know it was him at the, initially. They didn't.
Then why did they have three police officers show up?
Well, then it was five, and then it was 10. And I know they should have cleared
listen,
the restaurant.
I'm not here to defend Luigi Mangione. I'm here to defend the law. And even one of the officers said, we need to get a warrant.
Yeah.
They're overheard on the body cam saying, we need to get a warrant.
And she replies, I'm just making sure there's not a bomb in here or something.
Right. But why didn't you clear the restaurant?
There was a gun in there, loaded, if memory serves.
People walk into restaurants with guns all the time.
Not most wanted people that just murdered a man in broad daylight.
If you're going to go through somebody's stuff, you have to get a warrant.
Even in that split second.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, pardon me, everybody in the restaurant.
Everybody out.
May or may not be blown to bits. We're going to wait for a judge to make sure there's nothing in this backpack. I can't agree with that, Scott.
What you do,
a public place.
What you do is you clear the restaurant, okay?
Yeah.
You grab Luigi Mangione and get him out of the restaurant, detain him outside, read him his Miranda rights. We think you're the guy we're looking for. You call in the bomb squad that goes through the bag. With a warrant. This is the United States of America.
I know. I just don't think it's that unreasonable in the moment to be like, should we not check and see if there's a bomb in there?
What if it wasn't Luigi Mangione? What if the backpack was full of, prescriptions for a certain disease that you don't want downstairs and now he's embarrassed?
Or fake pills or something. Yeah. And then I think it would not be admissible.
Well,
you know what, Sam?
I know.
Every time a cop pulls somebody over, pop the trunk. I think there's a bomb in the back of your car.
Well, that's ridiculous. They called this in.
Go ahead and rip the door panels off.
The McDonald's manager called this in and said, please hurry. People are freaking out. They're saying this is the man you're looking for.
How many people in this country live in this country?
A lot.
334 million people. How many people in this country are male with bushy eyebrows?
One. Those eyebrows?
No.
He's one. That guy, Eugene Levy, and Bert from Bert and Ernie, that's it.
Well, you just named two others.
Let me show you a picture of somebody. Describe the eyebrows on this man.
Okay. They're
describe the eyebrows on that man.
Slightly prominent, but not Luigi Mangione prominent.
Do you know who that person is?
I believe it's your father.
That is my father. He had bushy eyebrows.
Not like that, he didn't.
Those are pretty much Luigi Mangione eyebrows right there.
No, it would take 9 waxes with an anesthetician to even touch those things on Luigi's face. That's why I'm saying,
Dana,
when they said, we think this is him, he was masked. That's why they knew it was him.
Dana, you know I'm right. They needed a warrant.
I'm worried that the evidence is going to be tossed, which would include the map, which would include
the gun,
which would include the man. I am concerned. Slightly.
Which would include literally everything they have against this guy who just so happened to be sitting in this McDonald's that day.
Quick break. When we get back, the author of the book, Vietnam Nurse, Lou Eisenbrandt, will join us in just a moment, along with Donna Pittman from Channel 9 here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.